harder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast, basketball edition of the Cards Cast. We're going to dedicate pretty much this entire Cards Cast episode to the Louisville men's basketball program. We'll talk a little, thoughts on the upcoming season. We're going to talk a little recruiting and whatever else might fall into our plates. I'm senior writer from Cardinal Authority, Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. And Jody, you and I had an opportunity. There's a gallery, photo gallery on our homepage right now at cardinalauthority.com. We were lucky enough to get in and be able to watch the Cardinals practice a little bit this week. I was impressed. There's a lot of excitement because of the changes during the offseason, some of the guys they brought in. So there was nothing that I saw that tampered my own excitement for the upcoming season.
Yeah, they started practice last Thursday. Tip-off, the red white is October 16th. The tip-off is coming up. ACC Media Day is Tuesday. How about that? Coming around the corner real fast. And I think it's an exciting – I think when you look at it, it's super exciting for the guys, because they're all new. We go in there and I'm like, who's, oh yeah, that's Mason Fogg. Who's that? Oh yeah, that's Noah Lott. Who's that? Oh yeah, that's, and then you get to the one, you go, oh yeah, I know that's Sidney Curry, because he's the biggest human being in the building. But it's fun and it's exciting all in the same, because not only are they new, but I think they're really good. I think it's going to be a fun season. I think it's going to be an interesting start to the season, with all the coaching things that are going to happen with, Coach Pegues going to run the show for the first six games for Coach Mack. But I'm excited to get things going, and I definitely was excited to see some hoops yesterday.
Yeah, again, the red-white scrimmage on the 16th. You mentioned the ACC Media Day next Tuesday. The tip-off luncheon, which will be at the Galt House, and then the ballroom there is going to be on the 20th. So, Jody, basketball season is about here. And as you mentioned yesterday, there was a lot of new faces to kind of figure out and put into, I guess, your memory bank, because it is kind of pretty much a real rebuilt team from what we saw last year, with so many new faces through the transfer or true freshman or whatever the case may be. And I like the excitement that the new assistants have brought in, kind of, a fresh look, a fresh feel. The players have talked extensively about it. Chris Max talked about it, that they're going to go more up tempo this year. I'm looking forward to the red white scrimmage to get there, kind of be back in the KFC Yum Center, kind of feel that excitement and kind of really a real full, scrimmage will be nice to kind of get a good feel of who's doing what and who's looking like they could be the potential starters once the season tips off.
Yeah, I do. I do warn folks on those scrimmages. Remember, we've seen guys have great scrimmages.
True.
And it doesn't – didn't Mott Stockman have almost a triple-double in a scrimmage at one point or another? We've seen guys have great scrimmages and people go crazy, and it's not, it's not the finished product yet. I mean, this is a team that, they spent a lot of time in the summer on the offense and the changes that they want to do. And I say changes that they want to do. There's not many guys back that are changing. All eight newcomers are learning it for the same, for the first time, just like the guys who are returning it are learning it for the same time. So if there's ever a year to make a change, I think this is a good year. But they spent a good portion of the summer doing that. And I think the defense, I think the defense will be a little slow to get going this year, which I think is fine, because you've got five, six games to get going and kind of get your feet wet. But I think they're going to build And they've spent so much time on the offense that I think you'll see that. And I think it'll show in the red-white scrimmage no matter what. And again, all those scrimmages, do you really play defense in those kind of games, you know, anyway? Yeah. Anyway, yeah. The two exhibition games in the first five or six games, I think you'll see the defense take steps each game. But I think the defense early on will be behind the offense. And this has nothing to do with yesterday. This has nothing to do with anything. But we've said this before on podcasts. I've said it on the boards and that kind of stuff. You know, Ross McManus is a genius. He's a basketball kind of savant, if you will. I just had so much fun listening to him when I spent some time with him over the summer and try to learn a little bit from him. You know, I've had players tell me that. I've had former players who've been back, you know, around like workouts and stuff like that, you know, when they've been listening or watching or just listening and talking to him. And I've had staff members and I've had other coaches at other places who are like, man, where did he come from? And how was he not somewhere before now kind of thing? So I'm excited for that. I think that I think people will see that early on that, man, this guy's really, really talented as far as coaching is concerned. And I think it rubs off onto the players. I'm excited for this whole season.
Yeah, I am too. You know, and it's certainly when it comes to Ross McMahon, it's a unique story. It's not your regular, you know, process of working your way up to one of the elite, you know, an assistant coach for one of the nation's elite programs, you know, but in watching him and listening to him talk, and when we had a chance to interview him earlier in the year, you could tell there's a difference. And you could tell why Chris Mack was attracted to him and felt that he'd make a great fit for what he was trying to do with this program. And seeing how he interacts and how he teaches and stuff, you could certainly see that in person. And as others are able to see how he interacts with the players and, you know, both, you know, while they're, you know, maybe on the bench or while they're actually on the floor, I think people will enjoy and get a kick out of it, really be impressed because as you explained, you know, he's got an in-depth knowledge of basketball and he really, I may have called him that he pushes for perfection in a discussion on our message board. And that's, you know, I think that's a great thing. You know, we talk about it a lot in football where they want you to get to a certain hash mark to make your turn if you're a wide receiver, whatever the case may be. He's kind of like that when it comes to basketball. If you're supposed to be, you know, displaying a certain, you know, type of aggression, you know, offensively or defensively at a certain spot, then you need to be doing exactly that. And I think that's a, you know, a great addition to the staff. And, you know, again, I think fans will enjoy seeing how much of an impact he does have on the basketball program this year.
Yeah, I think, look, this is, like I said, this is going to be an early test for this coaching staff more than anything, you know, how they navigate through, you know, the 6-game suspension for Chris Mack. You know, Mike Pegues will be the guy, the main guy, but, you know, Ross and Cahill are going to be kind of, you know, they're going to have to pick up a lot of slack and it's going to be a lot of trust and a lot of things that they both, you know, they haven't had the experience. That's the only thing, but I'm excited about this staff and where this staff is, as far as, you know, where Coach Mack kind of wanted it to be when the changes were made last year. And I think people will see that, you know, early on, in things. Now, a couple of things, I don't think anything has changed since last Friday, you know, when we talked and when we were on the boards. I mean, I think I don't think it takes a whole lot of guesswork to look at, you know, the violations, allegations of violations, you know, towards the program now and that were added on to the ones from back, you know, a few years ago. And think that, you know, I mean, Coach Mack has got to be thinking, you know, hey, I need to make sure on the court that I do everything that I can to kind of make sure that people want me around here, because now they have an out. If it stays at a level two, people, they have an out to get rid of him. And I think that was the case on Friday. I think that was the case over the weekend. I think that's still the case today, and it will be the case until the end of the year. Hopefully, you know, he gets, you know, this team wins, they get to a chance, they get to the Elite Eight, they go to the, maybe a Final Four or do something special. And we don't have to worry about that. But I think it's there, Michael. And I think there's going to be a lot of overreaction on social media to a lot of different things. But at this point, I would be very surprised, you know, moving forward, as I said, if anything different were to change right now.
Yeah, you know, and I posted on our insiders board at Cardinal Authority that it, from my vantage point, it seems like things are status quo. Not that the current status quo at Louisville is a regular status quo because of everything else that's hovering around. But you know, like you pointed, you know, things really doesn't sound like they've changed much since the last time we had this discussion. And I think you're right. I think you need to allow the season to dictate, you know, the future of the program. I mean, we were just talking about Ross McMaines and the impact that he's having on the offense and the many new faces on the basketball team. I mean, there's a new excitement, you know, for what Louisville basketball is going to look like, what the brand's going to look like this year. You know, and I think there's enough talent certainly to make a push for an NCAA tournament run and enjoy March Madness once again. So let that stuff dictate. I think obviously if anything were to happen prematurely, and I'm not expecting anything at all, you know, obviously that's going to really have a negative impact, you know, no matter how pretty of a face you might want to paint on it, it's going to have a negative impact on the season. And, you know, so I think like you, I think, you know, it's basically the same as it was last time we talked. I think the season's going to determine which direction things may go. And like you, I'm knocking on wood. Hopefully that includes a deep run in March and we can all look back on this and kind of chuckle at it all. But right now it is what it is.
I can tell you this. I really liked what I saw yesterday.
Yeah.
I liked where this team right now is focused. You know, watching those guys practice prior to last year, you could tell Carlique Jones was the very best player on the floor and David Johnson wasn't far behind. And you could tell some guys had made, you know, a little bit of stride. And you could tell that Dre Davis was probably better than what we all thought he was coming out of high school and that Jalen Withers had made that stride. But this year, what I can tell from everything that I've heard and seen with my own eyes and now – and know about these guys, you've got a bunch of dudes that have gotten better on this team. You've got a bunch of dudes that are coming in that are really good. And I quite honestly don't believe people understand, A, just how good Mason Faulkner is. B, Mike James is a lot better than anybody ever could imagine. And C, Malik Williams on the floor means so much to this team because of his leadership and his ability to talk. They're a much better team right now than they ever were last year because Malik is out there. And I'm not even comparing, like I'm not even looking at other players. I'm just saying in general, they're a better basketball team because he's out there and we've talked about it over and over and over and over and over again with him. He just knows how to move people around, to dictate things on the floor, to talk to his guys. He's such a good leader that it can't go unstated how much that means to this team.
Yeah, and you know, and we could get a sense of that just at practice and the time that we were able to spend out there, and just see how he is vocally and instructing and basically making sure that everybody's getting involved. And certainly that's a huge plus for the basketball program. And then obviously when you toss in how well he knows Chris Mack and what Chris Mack's expectations are. And I mean, that's a great person to have, you know, obviously on your roster. And like you were saying about the others, you know, and you can count me in the list of people who are going to be surprised by Mike James. I mean, just in the time that I got to see him, he does not look like a true freshman and honestly, just in that period, didn't play like a true freshman. So, you know, with the new faces that Chris Mack has on this roster, you know, I think he's talked about versatility a lot, and he's got a lot of that on this team. And it kind of lends itself to a quicker, you know, more exciting style of basketball. And so, I, you know, like you, I think there's a lot to be excited about.
Yeah. One last thing.
Yep.
When you look at what you, like I said, Malik is just a leader. Now there were some high school coaches that were, I think they're from the state of Indiana, up around Indianapolis, that had come down to practice. There were just a couple of us media, a couple other people that were there. Not only did Coach Mack kind of say hi to everybody at the end and thank people and that kind of stuff, he went and sat with the coaches, but Malik came over and shook everybody's hand.
Yeah. So thanks for coming out.
It's kind of like, thanks, Coach. Oh, hey, it's another coach coming here, you know, kind of thing. So that's it. One last thing, recruiting wise, I would expect to look. We've told you that, you know, 2022, they're going to kick the tires, is what I think I told you last week with some guys. Check out the recruiting scoop a little bit later. There's a new name in there, and I think this is a guy that. You know, from what I understand, this is a guy that has kind of reached out and said that he was kind of interested. So I would imagine that coaches will go see him. I know they've seen him already, you know, this summer. And he was a guy that was on the list, but just, you know, they were focused on Rodney Rice. And now that Rodney Rice is off of the table, we'll see if they can't get them at least one high school player in this class. So check out the recruiting scoop. On the message on the website for that a little bit later. And Michael, we'll be back on Friday with a complete preview of Saturday's game, Louisville and Virginia.
All right. So there you go. Make sure you keep clicking around cardinalauthority.com. Sign up for the newsletter, text alerts. You know the routine so you don't miss any of the content. For publisher Jody Demling, I am Michael McCammon. This has been the Cards Cast.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Hosts Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.